This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
Time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. We cover soccer all over Atlanta on ASD. We cover soccer all over the state of Georgia, all over the Southeast, the United States, this hemisphere, the planet. That's what we do. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, and it's your weekly show covering all of this. We're going to talk a lot of Atlanta United tonight. Obviously, we're getting late into preseason, about a week and a half away from the 2025 MLS season getting started at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, hosting CF Montreal on February 22nd. Not far away at all. We'll talk about where this team is right now in preseason. We're going to talk about the Eastern Conference, specifically in Major League Soccer as well. Lots of movement in the East as of late, with big name players coming and going, and I don't really know how to give you a ranking of the East right now. I'm going to kind of give you the different tiers I see the teams in. Talk about that in the second segment, and in the final segment, y'all know how it is. It's the 3-4-3, three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about this game. One thing that makes me smile about this game right now is what I think this season could look like for Atlanta United. Now, everything in that space at the moment is speculation. We have not seen Latte Lath on the field with Atlanta United yet, hopefully very soon. We have only seen Miguel Almiron on the field one time in the preseason match against New England on the weekend, and he looked pretty good. We haven't seen Brooks Lennon at all in preseason. Pedro Amador has been injured for most of preseason. We've seen bits and pieces of Derek Williams and Steon Gregerson, more of Williams. Gregerson has been injured quite a bit in preseason. We hadn't seen the Matej Klik-Bartosz Szlich pairing until Saturday's match against New England. So there's still a lot of questions, and I think there's still going to be time needed once this group gets together to truly find itself. But I do think we've seen building blocks in this group, and I think we've seen elements of the way that the team will be expected to play. I think we've seen some really good things in preseason. We've seen growth every half, in my opinion. These are what these are the things you're looking for in preseason when you don't have the entire squad as of yet. So let's go back to front. Let's talk about this team and kind of what to expect in the different position groups. I think goalkeeper is pretty easy. It's Brad Kazan's job. He had it anyway, but if there were any questions about that, the playoffs in 2024, I think honestly the entire season in 2024, but the growth from game one to the final game, Brad Kazan looked like he turned the clock back a decade. He was outstanding and not just good on a normal Brad Kazan level. He was at some of the best form of his career. So he's going to come into the season as the number one. Josh Cohen is the solid number two. Jaden Hibbert is the solid number three. If you're not subscribed to the SDH Network Soccer down here, please go check out the conversation that myself and Madison Cruz had with Jaden Hibbert during his time down in Bradenton training with the first team. He's an ambitious young goalkeeper. He's not going to factor into this job this season unless crazy things happen. You don't want to see that happen yet. You want to see Jaden Hibbert play a lot of games with Atlanta United too, but also spend more time with the first team in training and in game situations. Even if he doesn't play, just being part of the squad in those moments. You want to see that for his long-term development. I thought game one to the end of last season, you saw a lot of growth in Jaden Hibbert. I think you're hoping to see that same thing here. You want to see more consistency. The potential, the high end from Hibbert, really strong. You want to see some of the basics. You want to see some of those elements get more consistent, cleaned up a little bit, and then you might have a future number one. But he doesn't have to be that right now. Brad Kazan is that guy, and Josh Cohen is the number two. Backline. Let's talk about fullback. You haven't seen Pedro Almodóvar and Brooks Lennon on the field together in preseason yet at all. Brooks Lennon apparently is closer to rejoining the team than anyone thought at the beginning of training camp. I don't know if that means he's a contender for opening day or not. I would guess not, considering that we haven't seen him yet on the field. But, you know, the team is going to play Cincinnati tomorrow, and they're going to play Dallas on Saturday in Marietta at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Training Ground. You can listen to that here on 92.9 The Game starting at 11:50 a.m. Kickoff set for noon in that one. You can watch it at atlutd.com/live. Closed door friendly action for you on Saturday. I have not heard that Lennon is in contention to play in either one of those games, but he's further along than you thought. Amador will be the guy when he is healthy. Lennon will be the guy when he is healthy. What you've seen in preseason so far, Ronald Hernandez has been very strong. Dominic Chonqui at 17 years old has looked like he belongs, and I wonder if that changes his trajectory from an Atlanta United 2 contract this year to maybe accelerating his homegrown deal that will take effect for next year. At a minimum, he can give you a decent bit of cover with those short-term call-ups, which you have more flexibility in using this season. You have more to work with. You can do more with it. Chonqui, I think we'll see him with the first team at some point in 2025. I think he's shown that in preseason that he's ready. But when Amador's healthy, when Lennon's healthy, those are the two starters. Ronan Wynn is the other one who I think trying to earn a contract, he's very close. I think he'll be with the club. If he's on a second team deal, I think he's a guy that you could look at as potentially providing some cover with the first team. But Ronan Wynn's been very solid in what we've seen from him in preseason. Center back, you know, I mentioned Williams and Gregerson. Those are, I think, the two expected starters. Luis Abram, Noah Cobb, Efrain Morales, they've been very good. Matt Edwards has been fully a fullback in preseason, and I think he's shown that he can contribute at the first team level when he needs to. He's gotten forward well. But the center backs, I mean, Luis Abram was very good in the postseason against Miami. Noah Cobb has looked very good in preseason for the first team. Efrain Morales, I think, is going to push. Noah Cobb is going to push. The competition for who's the third guy is very strong. But Williams and Gregerson should be your starters in a four-man back line along with Amador and Lennon when all are healthy. And by midseason, by probably a month in, you should be expecting to see that group all together.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
So let's move into the midfield. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight. I'm Jason Longshore. We're talking Atlanta United as preseason is down to its final two games. We're a week and a half away from the season opener. The midfield, the trio there, we're talking the way that what we've seen so far from Ronnie Dyla and what I think will be his base. You know, don't be surprised if you see three center backs when matchups call for it or in certain points of games. Don't be surprised if you see some variation in this. But so far, we've generally seen a line of four defensively, two holding midfielders behind 1-10, two wingers and a forward. A 4-2-3-1, a 4-3-3, however you want to call it. That's what we have generally seen. The game against New England was the first time we saw Mateusz Klich and Bartosz Szlich paired together. I want to see more of that. Jay Fortune was outstanding for Atlanta United as the season concluded last year. He's going to push for playing time. Tristan Muyembaugh has been outstanding in preseason, by the way. And he struggled last season. I think he would probably tell you the same. He was much better in 23 than he was in 24. Injuries were an issue for him last season. He played through things. But he wasn't the player we saw in 23. We've seen that in preseason from him in 25, which is good to see. So Muyembaugh, Fortune, Szlich, Klich. Four guys for two spots. Will Riley can factor into this as well, though we've seen him as the reserve 10 so far in preseason for Alexei Maranchuk. We'll put him to the side for a second. I think you've got four starting level players for two spots. It's a good problem to have, but Ronnie Dyla will have to manage that. You want to try to get those guys games. You want to try to get them minutes. You want to try to keep them motivated and up and contributing. I think you have four guys with the right mentality for this, but it's tough to stay at that same level when you're not getting any rewards on the field in playing. I wonder how much rotation we'll see. Klich is getting older. I think he comes here to be the starter, but maybe not 34 games, maybe more like 25, 26. And you see Fortune get some starts, along with just the regular rotation or regular small injuries that kind of happen throughout a season. But my guess is you are going to give Klich and Szlich every opportunity to be the starting pairing in that holding midfield. I think they complement one another well. I liked the elements we saw in the match against New England on the weekend. Let's move to the attack, and we'll include Alexei Maranchuk in this category. So a 10, two wingers, a striker. We haven't seen Latte Lath yet. We've seen the videos of him being wowed by the stadium, wowed by the training ground. Can't wait to see him on the field. Haven't seen it yet. So far, so good from Kamen Togashi and Jamal Tiare. I think both have been good in preseason. Tiare got the goal on Saturday off of a great free kick from Maranchuk. You have solid reserves at striker. Latelath will have a big hand in determining how far Atlanta United goes in 2025. There's no way around it. You're talking about a guy who's capable of 20-plus goals in this league. And the higher that number is, the more likely this is a team that's playing deep, deep, deep into the calendar and chasing a trophy at the end of the season. So let's talk about the wingers. We've seen Miguel Almiron now. He played against New England. We've seen Saba. Saba's been industrious. He maybe hasn't been the most productive in preseason, but he's been industrious. For me, with Almiron, with Maranchuk, with Saba, and the way we saw it on Saturday against New England, it was Saba on the left, cutting it on the right foot. It was Almiron on the right, cutting it on the left foot. And it was Maranchuk, the other lefty, drifting. Almiron drifting. Saba more to the left, but drifting. Those three will have to find common ground. And they're going to have to build chemistry as they go. I do think we've seen Maranchuk improve every game so far in preseason. He's going to have so many more options and players to combine with and to help flourish in this Atlanta United team with Almiron's running, with Saba's running, with Latelath's running. He's got three willing runners around him to play in behind, but also guys, especially in Saba from the left cutting in on his right foot, Miggy from the right cutting in on his left foot, guys who are going to be cutting in to combine with him. And if there's anything that I think we've learned about Alexei Maranchuk so far in his short time in Atlanta, this is an incredibly technical player, a very talented player on the ball, and he's a guy who likes to give the ball up. He doesn't need 70, 80 touches a game. He doesn't need to attempt 10 dribbles a game. That's not really him. He's a guy who can break a team's back with a pass. Go back to the Red Bulls game where he sent Tyler Wolf in. He's a guy who can score spectacular goals. He's a guy that I think as the talent around him has gotten better, he will be better. So I like how all of that looks on paper. But we haven't seen Latelath, Maranchuk, Almiron, Saba. We haven't seen it yet. So to sit here and tell you that's the best attacking quartet in the league, I can guess and say that they're up there. I think they have the potential to be. But you have to see how Saba runs off of Latelath and how Almiron cuts in to combine with Maranchuk and how they all switch and interchange. You have to see that before I think we know how good this team can be. I think on paper they're very, very good. Chemistry is the undefinable thing when we talk about building a team. Doesn't show up in any metrics, doesn't show up in any numbers. Do they naturally fit together, or you're going to need a little sandpaper? You're going to need to figure it out, maybe move things around a little bit, maybe tweak. Are you going to need to do that as you go, or are they going to fit together perfectly? We're going to find out sooner rather than later, and I can't wait to see what this group can look like. And I just can't wait to see the whole process for how it's all going to come together. But it's been a good preseason for Atlanta United. Two more games. Saturday, you'll be able to listen to the game against Dallas here on 92.9 The Game. Coming up next on AST, we're going to talk about the Major League Soccer Eastern Conference. A lot of moves tonight that are getting talked about that are very close to getting done and becoming official. We will talk about the balance of power in the East coming up next on AST in 5 minutes on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
true crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.